Sister Joyce.
Okay.
Could you sit by her and be able to for her here?
I'll be one here.
Brother Galatians, have you got the message this morning?
Sorry?
Have you got the message this morning?
I got home and I went straight to church yesterday, and I didn't get back till 9:30 last night.
Okay, so
I was busy all
you don't have no message. Well, I don't either, and I'm not letting Brother Flores up.
No.
So listen, I'm just going to, whatever comes out of me today, that's what's going to happen.
And listen to the testimonies.
Well, the Lord give me something.
Sorry.
Praise God. Praise the Lord this morning. Praise God. We come to praise you, Lord. We come to lift up your name. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise this morning, Jesus, because you are worthy of praise and honor. Terry had a dream, and in the dream, he was in the military, and he was standing at attention. And that's the way we ought to be with Jesus. Show him respect and honor because we're in his army. We're in the army of the Lord. Joey, you asked me what God, you was asking God, what do you want me to do? He wants you to follow him and be in his service. We're called to be soldiers of Jesus Christ. There's all kinds of battles we have to go through. There's all kinds of fears. I'm battling with one of them over this operation. I can see the biggest, ugliest devil, and they don't scare me at all. But when it comes to having to crawl up on that table and have them slice me open, I just am having some problems with that. And the Bible says, cast all your fear over on Jesus because he cares for you. We all deal with fears. There's all kinds of fears. Fear of growing old. Fear of being alone. Fear of the dark. What kind of fear do you deal with? The Bible says, what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in the Lord. You don't know if you leave your house in the morning if you're coming back or not. The Bible says a good man's steps is ordered by the Lord. Well, there's rest in that. I had my friend call me this morning from Amarillo, and she got a word from God that he was going to provide softness for me. She didn't know what that meant, but I did. I'm going to have to lay on my back, and I can't lay on my back because I've got a herniated disc. But the Lord's going to make it soft. Did you know he knows everything about you? Inside and out. You're not going to hide anything from him? And he knows about all your fears. He knows you're not perfect. But he's going to bring you into a place of perfection. Line upon line and precept upon precept. And he does not put you in a place of authority if he don't think you can handle it. Yeah, you might have some battlegrounds on that position. But if you stand at attention before God, you'll hear your instructions. How to handle every single person that's full of the devil. Every attack that comes against your mind. when people are mean to you without cause? Can you be still? Stephanie got me a scripture back there on the wall. Be still and know that I'm God. In the eye of the storm, there's stillness. I mean, a literal storm. And whatever storm you're going to walk through, you walk through it, you don't stay in it. God will bring you out. And when you come out of that storm, you're going to be stronger. You're going to have more wisdom, more strength, and more promotion in the Lord. First grade, second grade, third grade. We go through the school of the Holy Ghost. And I'm glad. I asked the Lord years ago if he wanted me to go to Bible school. And he said, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. I think some of them Bible schools have took Jesus clean out of it. We was talking this morning about this poor little old lady. They brought her from Dallas, and she had this scarf around her neck that they had given her, and they charged her $50 to pray for her. And I said, well, honey, Jesus has already purchased your healing by the stripes he took on his back. And we prayed for her, and she laid down here and went to sleep. We covered her up. She slept about 2 hours. The Lord was doing a healing in her, and she just laid there and slept. She was on God's operating table. The Bible says, come and buy without money or price. You got to always look to Jesus, whether he chooses to heal you through a doctor or he heals you supernaturally. Whichever way you're going to go, there's lessons to learn. And I want to stay in the perfect will of God. Because when me and Brother Glacius was praying for people yesterday, when they would walk up in front of us, I knew exactly what God wanted to say to them. And that poor man that had been so mistreated, I didn't know him, but God knew him. And he had been abused and hurt, and tears just started pouring down his face. God began to heal that inside of him. We need to be healed from things that's been done to us. That we've tried to band-aid it up ourselves. And the Lord's only one that can heal a broken and bruised heart and spirit. He's the only one that can set you free from the things that's happened in the past that's left a scar on your life and causes you to react like you do. There comes a time when we got to trust him. We're not going to trust in that president because he don't even believe in God. He believes in Mohammed. Is that who he worships, Mohammed? I'll tell you why he didn't want to be sworn in with any Bible except Lincoln's, because it was in a glass case and he wouldn't have to touch it. You know, this is the holy word of God. And the Lord don't always instruct you the same way when you're praying for somebody, but he has at times told me to lay the Bible on somebody. The word of God is powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, cutting stuff loose. We are spiritual people. We're in this world, but we're no longer of this world. There's not very many of us, but the Lord is going to have his army. He's going to have them that are going to stand at attention. And he's going to have them that don't get all puffed up with pride and get their mind on money and all this kind of mess. They're going to keep their personal life clean for the Lord. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. That's what it says. It's up to us. We have a part in keeping our life straight. There's so many people in the ministry, when they get a big crowd and then they start getting money coming in and all this kind of stuff, that they get all swelled up and they think they're big something. The only big it is Jesus. And if you stand at attention in front of him and give him honor and respect as God Almighty, then he can work with you. But you have to humble yourself, and in due season he will exalt you. He watches you. What are you going to do with the little dab of stuff he gave you to do already? Are you going to be faithful with it? Are you, oh, well, I don't feel like it today. Be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord is being in his presence. Can you get yourself up in the middle of the night when God calls you and says, I need you to pray for somebody? Somebody's in trouble. Can I depend on you to pray? God moves first through prayer. It's not a whole crowd around you. It's you and Jesus. Oh, let me tell you something. That is the best place to be. In his presence. That's where your life is in his presence. And if you truly love him, you're willing to do anything he asks of you. And you'll say, yes, sir. And we need to learn obedience. Don't get your eyes on some preacher. Because if they fall, you might go down with them. Guard your salvation with fear and trembling. Jesus paid tremendous price for you to become his child. We don't know anything about suffering like he had. We don't know. They said that he was so beaten that you couldn't even see that he was even human. We read that and we hear about it. But we wasn't in his body. We don't know the extent of what he went through. And he knew somewhere down the line that we could come into his presence if he would follow on and be obedient to the Father. But what he come to do, he come to die for us. And when he called the disciples, he said, follow me. In other words, I'm going to show you what to do. I'm going to show you how to walk. I'm going to show you how to live. Just follow me. Most of the churches have done away with part of the ministry of Jesus. That's the deliverance. They're scared. They're cowards. Well, I don't want that devil jumping on me. How much do you love somebody when you see them in suffering? Do you love them enough to be willing to be a tactic, to be willing to wrestle with some kind of devil for 3 or 4 days so they don't have to live with it anymore? There's been times that we've prayed for people and that devil come to us and we wrestle with it. And I know one thing, God will always get it off of me. He'll always get it off me. The Bible says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers of darkness. And when Jesus prayed for people, he cried over them. He had compassion. You should never, ever pray for anybody without a heart of care. You got to love these people. If you're going to lay hands on them and pray for them, you got to have some compassion. No, I didn't have a message this morning, but the Holy Spirit always has something to say to his people. You are to be encouraged because you're all he's got to work with. And he always moves first through prayer. Jesus depends on us to preach the gospel, to witness, to pray, to show his love to this messed up world out here. They scream and yell and holler at the ball games, but they're ashamed to raise their hands and say, Jesus, I love you. And I do worship you and I do praise your holy name. We had a woman yesterday that began to dance in the Spirit, and that's part of her worship. I was reading early this morning about dancing before the Lord. There's an anointing to do that. The Holy Spirit will come on you and have you dance before Him. Satan took the dance and tried to pervert what God had given to His people. And they'll go dance all night long in the bar. And I used to go dancing every Saturday night. I was early closed. Inside I was hurting so bad. I was such a miserable person. I was away from God. I was running from the call of God. There's a lot of people in the bars running from the call of God. I wasn't going to be no lady preacher, not me. And it's cost me. To this very day, I have no relationship with my son. I'm not in the will of God at all. What I do is wrong. They always kept the grandkids from me. Who do you love more? Who's the first love of your life? Jesus. It's Jesus. You know, ever since I come to the Lord, I have watched Him change me and bring me through lessons and trials and testings. And I'm an old lady now. And someday I'll see Him face to face. The one I love. The one who died for me. The one who kept me being choked to death when my husband would have a bad drunk. Not this one. He always took care of me. One night, he had me down in the closet floor choking me, and all I said was Jesus. And he turned me loose real quick like. Don't ever try to run from the call of God. I lost four of my children. One of them suffered a long time with cancer. Don't run from Jesus. Run to Him. I don't know why it's so hard for the world to accept Jesus. I will tell you this morning, we're in the last hours of this dispensation. The military is coming all around Israel right now. They had an earthquake in Oklahoma. When was it yesterday? Places where there's not ever usually earthquakes, there's earthquakes. It's all winding down. Even the people, even the news media are saying that the depression that's coming is going to be double what it was in the 30s. The weather is destroying the food crops. And the Bible says, see, way down through the ages, this was prophesied, it'll take a day's wages to even buy a loaf of bread. Everything is going to be so expensive. But the Lord has built a shelter around His people, and He told me several months to tell all y'all, cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. And at Psalms 91, 1,000 fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy hand. It'll not come near you. Just like He kept those Israelites in Egypt when the plagues come through there. They applied the blood of the Lamb over the door. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. And He's put angels around us to keep us in all of our ways. You're coming in and going out. So what have we got to fear? The Lord told me last week, fear not, for I'm with thee wheresoever thou goest. That means He's with me on that slab at the hospital. Satan is a liar, and fear comes from him. And he's been trying to do a number on me. Oh, he even had a lady over at the doctor's office that had been all cut open from a hernia, and she's 6 weeks earlier, and she was still bleeding and still all messed up. And I called my daughter, and she said, "Mama, that's Satan." And she's not even in church, but she knew that was Satan. Devil don't leave none of us alone. I'm subject to attack just like you are. It might be different, but we're all going to get attacked. If you're going to be a soldier, you better learn how to fight. And when you've done everything, you stand. Just like Terry was standing in that dream at attention. A bunch of them around him had gone to sleep. A bunch of these Christians are in a stupor. That's why the Bible says, "Arise, O daughter of Zion, and shake thyself." They're in a stupor. They're used to going to church on Sunday morning and getting up and going home and same old ritual, same, and never having time. They're so busy, never having time just to sit at the feet of Jesus. Martha jumped on to the Lord and said, "Why don't you get Mary to help me?" Martha was so busy serving. And he said, "No, she chose the best part. Just leave her alone." Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. That's the best place to be. You're not ready to be in the service of the King if you hadn't spent some time at his feet. And that's the truth. I want to be ready because all, different times in the week and whenever people come here to be prayed for, and it's serious stuff. Do you want God to answer your prayer? You got to keep your life clean. I want a direct line to the Lord. And he will not even hear your prayer if you got sin going on. That's why we always pray and ask the Lord to forgive us when we pray for anybody. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. There's such thing as transference of spirits. If you go up and you get somebody to pray for you and they not living right, them demons can crawl right on you, because I had that happen to me. When I was a young Christian, I got in every prayer line there was. I was so messed up. I got a hold of one that really put a bunch of spiders on me. And I felt something crawling on me, and I kept brushing it off. That went on about 3 weeks. Finally, I asked the Lord, I said, "What is that?" And he had told me before the service to get up and leave. I only went there with some friends that I was trying to win to the Lord. And I rode with them, and I said, "Well, what am I going to do? Just go stand outside or what?" But when that man come out on the platform, I knew why God had told me to leave. And he come back there during his preaching where I was sitting and laid his hand on my shoulder. And he said, "If you knew this lady's past, you would not even let her be here." Now, what kind of ministry is that? And I thought, well, that's strange. And then I start feeling something crawling on me, you know. And the Lord opened my eyes and showed me when I asked him, and it was a big old spiritual spider trying to burrow down in me. And I began to ask the Lord to forgive me for not listening to him. If you listen to the Lord, he'll protect you. Because everything that says, "Lord, Lord," is not of the Lord. The devil is set up in the house of God as God. And he's been given power to do miracles. It's the Antichrist spirit. There's two anointings in the house of God. There's the Holy Ghost, and there's the Antichrist. And I've run into him a bunch of times. Lord, is that what all you had to say this morning? We want to thank you for your holy presence in our lives. We want to thank you. And we consider it an honor to serve you, to be your servants, Lord. That's what we want. Help us this coming year, Lord God, when this thing is supposed to really get bad, to be prepared, to be ready, to stand, to help somebody. In the name of Jesus. You know, there's going to be a panic. People are going to panic. I remember when they had a flood in Iowa, and they were standing in a water line to get a bottle of water, and they got fights in the water line. That's why the Lord has instructed me to tell y'all to have a 30-day supply of food put back for an emergency, because the shelves will empty in 1 hour. And God can work off that substance. You can pray over that substance, just like He did that little boy's lunch, and the food will be multiplied. We're going to see miracles is not for show. They're for a need. I remember when I was feeding the homeless, and I had one turkey, and they have a grapevine, and I had been feeding them 5 days a week for 3 months with the police following me everywhere I went. They didn't want me down there. They wanted them homeless to go somewhere else. But they decided they was going to all have Thanksgiving dinner with me. I had some potatoes and a couple of pies. I don't know what I had. I had 300 paper plates, and we used every one of them, and we brought food home. And I didn't realize what God had done until it was all over. And He can do that again and again and again. He is a miracle-working God. We don't really know Him. Look how long He fed those Israelites in that desert. Their shoes didn't wear out.
Lord, put something on my heart. Just like you've spoken out about what's coming in the future and the difficult time that we're going to go through, the reason that you're going to be going through the surgery, just like many of us will be going through different surgeries and different things, is to prepare us for the battle that's coming, to get us ready physically, mentally, and spiritually prepared. So when we as the soldiers of God go before Him into the battle, we will be prepared physically, mentally, and spiritually. So you have nothing to fear with the surgery, because that is all in the order of God to prepare you physically, mentally, and spiritually, because He needs His generals, He needs His captains, He needs His leaders before His army so that they confront what's coming in the future. So He's just preparing you. So there's nothing to fear, because it's all in the order of the will of our precious Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. See, we've seen a lot of people healed, and we prayed for me to be healed, and it didn't happen. So I'm going the way God has chosen for me to go. What am I to fear? What am I to dread? Leaning on the everlasting arms. That's an old church song. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. We're going to have to learn how to lean on Jesus and follow His direction. We had a boy here one Sunday. He was headed to the bank, he told us. And the Lord said, don't go there, go over here to this bank. He found out later, at that very time, his bank was being robbed. And he had been right in the middle. Well, we're going to pray for people this morning, anybody that needs prayer. You know, this is not a traditional church. This is a house of prayer. We have no deacons or elders. This is Jesus. The Angel News is going to come interview J.W. in the morning as a war hero. He said, oh, he didn't need that. I said, yes, you do, because this whole area needs to know you built this church that they fought us on building.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And the world would the Lord would let me go down there and defend this myself, you know. He said, are you going to crucify yourself? So, I'm going to tell him, I said, get out all your sheets on your medals and all that kind of stuff. He's got silver star and bronze star and he's going to hide it every day. And I said, and then I'm going to tell him, this is the man that built this church over here. Nona has her friend who comes to church, and it's been 10 years since all that happened, and she said, you mean out there where that crazy lady is? They have nobody from this area come to church. These people are from Mineral, y'all from Fort Worth. Nona's the only one. She's not a coward. She's the only one from this area that's here. And Terry and Stephanie live at Justin. Y'all live in Arlington or somewhere.
Yeah.
The damage they did. We had to hire an attorney to go to court. Of course, the judge threw it out. But that was never wrote in the paper. That part was never wrote. One of their articles was titled Crying in the Chapel. That's an old country song, you know, that played in the bars. Crying in the Chapel. I mean, ain't nobody crying. We went through it off the building, church. Because you've got an enemy and it's Satan. I bet it's the only church in this area that has anything to do with casting out devils. What do you want to bet? The Pentecostal Assembly of God and the Church of God, they don't believe Christians can have spirits. So they're all satisfied right where they are. That's not what Jesus did. Oh, Abraham's daughter, that meant she was a Christian. And she was all bent over with the Spirit. I mean, apparently the Bible said, it's the Spirit. And the Lord delivered her right there in the church. Got him in trouble. He always got in trouble when he went to church. He didn't. And he just disappeared through the crowd. He was getting no word fights with him. He'd just take off. He was tough, wasn't he? He knew when to keep his mouth shut. I don't think I'll learn that. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray for Rebecca.